Cape Talk.
The music feature.
Familiar song, it should be, if you've listened to any hit parade in the country in the last year or so. And it belongs, of course, to last year's Idols winner, Paxton Phillies. She was only 16 then. She's still only 17 years old. She may be pint-sized, but there's nothing small about the voice. Paxton, it's great to have you with us on Cape Talk. Welcome.
Hi, it's so nice to be here.
So lovely to meet you finally. I mean, that song was the song created for you as part of the Idols competition, yes?
Yes.
How do you feel listening to it now? A lot of water under the bridge. Are you still proud? Does it give you goosebumps?
I am very proud. I can still remember it was a Monday morning and I was extremely tired to record that song. It was such a mission. but wow, I think that song will go with me wherever, you know?
I mean, you were so young and so shy and so quiet when you came to that first audition. I think everybody remembers watching it. And then out came the voice and out came the golden ticket straight away. Talk to us about how you felt that day showing up for that first audition.
You know, funny story. So I actually went to go an audition because I was supporting one of my closest guy friends at school. He wanted to go audition. So I was like, okay, let me try this thing out. Let's take this risk. I'm doing it for the experience. So it wouldn't matter to me if I made it or not. Mm. So I went to audition with him, but then I ended making it through and he didn't.
Awkward.
Very awkward. But he was so supportive and I didn't expect to get four yeses. So I was so blessed.
I mean, you were very, very young. You were one of the youngest competitors ever, certainly one of the youngest winners ever. You had to really go through a lot to learn to conquer your nerves as the competition progressed, particularly as you got to the end of that big finale. I mean, how intimidating was it for you to walk out that night?
Super, super intimidating. The whole process for me, because I was never, I'm not used to performing on a stage, you know. At that time, I was like, what the hell am I even doing? But for me, it was all about growing and learning, you know, growing as an artist. So this whole experience has really helped me with that. I feel like I've grown so much. I'm still nervous on stage. I think nerves is a good thing.
Yeah.
But I'm slowly but surely getting used to it and getting comfortable.
Let's take a couple of steps back and talk about how you started singing in the first place. Is it something that you grew up in with? Was there music in the home from childhood?
Yeah. I have a very musical family. We are all new apostolics, so most of us sing in the choir, play instruments. So I come from a musical family, but to be honest with you, we only discovered that I really had a voice when I was like 7. Because I used to be like the dancer at my aftercare and at creche. I never used to be the singer. So then when I was given a solo at church, and then that was my first solo actually, and then we realized, oh wow, there's something special there, you know?
Yeah. Okay, and did you know then already that it was something that you were going to want to make a career out of? Or was this something that the whole Idols experience threw in from left field?
I've always wanted to be in the music industry. I've always wanted to be singing. It was a passion of mine. And who doesn't want to do what they love, you know? Mm. If you do what you love, you'll do your best at it, you know? And I tried to avoid it. Grade 7, grade 8, grade 9, I tried to avoid it because I was like, maybe I should just become a doctor or a lawyer, or maybe there's not enough money in the industry. Maybe there's not a space for me. But then as I got older, grade 10, 11, I started doing covers, posting on social media. When I got that positive response, I was like, maybe there is a place for me. Let me try this thing out one more time. And that just definitely paid off.
So you could say that again. Now, obviously, it was a difficult decision because you were only in grade 11. You're from Bishop Lavis. You've had to put your schooling on hold as a result of the Idols competition. And I bet that can't have been an easy decision, not for you nor for your parents to accept. Talk us through what you went through trying to decide that level of commitment.
Well, we just found out that I made it through Theatre Week. And then we had to sit down because they told me that I had to go to Joburg. I had to go to Joburg to complete the live shows. And whenever I get eliminated, I'll come back home. But the thing is, we never knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So it was a huge risk. We had to go in to speak to my principal, speak to my teachers, just to have them advise me on what will work best for me. Because honestly, I was grade 11. I just had 1 year to finish. So I didn't want to leave school, but opportunities like that would never come again. And this was, that was the first year where I actually felt like something big was going to be happening.
Mm.
So my mom was very supportive and she told me, listen, we can put school on hold. You can finish that whenever, but this opportunity will never come again.
Yeah.
So we decided to grab that with both hands and we decided to rather finish the competition. And then if I was going to get eliminated, we were going to work out a plan after that.
If I recall correctly, your school principal and your teachers were also incredibly supportive and understanding of that. Because some would have said, listen, forget it, your education is most important.
Look,
but they
really
worked with you.
Like, I expected my mom to say, maybe you can go on to the competition when you finish school. But she's been really, really supportive of my dream. And I just, I was very shocked at first that my principal actually agreed, but we are an art school. Zoe Zana comes from my school as well. She also did Idols.
Okay.
So they've been through it before. Obviously she was older. And with me being younger, it was quite a difficult decision. But yeah, they've been really, really supportive.
So have you been able to go back and do any further studies? Have you finished? Where are you at now?
Well, I still have to finish my matric year.
Okay.
So I put my studies on hold. It's still on hold. We're still trying to see what can accommodate me best. So now I'm just working really, really hard. You know, my goal for this year is to go international and we're working towards that. And then next year we will see what we can do. Then we're going to tackle the studies because it has to be done. It's something that I really want to just get over with and I want to go study music as well. So I need my matric for that.
Okay. Well, a few fans on the WhatsApp line here. Errol in Blue Dance is one of our most regular callers. Says, Paxton, we love you. As simple as that. Errol, lovely to hear from you. Somebody else anonymously asking, what's your favorite genre of music to sing? Do you have a particular favorite genre?
I don't, but recently I've been listening to a lot of R&B and soul. I got the Cat and White Fever. I listen to her music all the time now. She's such an amazing artist. So yeah, I've been listening to a lot of R&B soul. But I don't have a specific genre that I could call a favorite.
You sang with Karen Wright last weekend, if I'm not mistaken. What was that like for you?
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, I didn't really know her music. So the only song that I really knew was Superwoman because that's my mom's favorite song. And then when I did the first show with her, I was astounded. I was just like, how are you this amazing? She's 52 years old.
Yeah.
She's got the stamina. She's got the character. You know, we need more artists like her in this industry. And she's honestly amazing, amazing, amazing.
I mean, do you look at her and think, I'm only 17 now. I still want to be doing what you're doing when I'm 52.
Definitely. I mean, she performed songs that she recorded like more than 10 years ago. And it still lives on. People still listen to her music. And that just proves what great artistry she has. And she's such an amazing person as well. So easy to speak to. Which also counts in her favor, I think, because people can connect with her, people can relate to her, you know?
Yeah.
Her music speaks to people, and that's what I want.
How involved are you in the writing of your music? Because you've got a new album that came out earlier this year, and we're going to listen to one of the singles in a couple of minutes. But I know it's not always, everyone assumes that the artists always write their own material.
Yeah.
It's not always the case. How involved are you?
I was very involved. I was very hands-on. I sat down with my lyricist and we started writing. She already had a few songs that she wrote. And then I also co-wrote on my album. I co-wrote on most of the songs. If I didn't co-write on it, I probably gave the idea or the concept behind the song. But yeah, I was very hands-on.
Okay, and the album's called This Is Me. It was released by Gallo Records in June this year. Are you happy with how the sales are going? What's it been like for you since June?
I'm very happy. The fact that people even buy this album is amazing because, look, people don't buy hard copy anymore. It's all about the digital platforms, you know? So the fact that my hard copies are selling, I'm still so amazed by all the support and love I'm still receiving. And I'm really, really grateful. The sales have been going really well so far.
Paxton, it's not only about the music. I know that you've also been asked to be a South African ambassador for the You, Me, Equal Rights campaign, which is a global campaign. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
So the campaign is basically, in a nutshell, standing up for children's rights and believing that, you know, because obviously they are the future. We need to look after the kids. And it's such an honor for me to represent the kids from South Africa, because there was kids from all around the world who has been through hectic things. Their stories were so inspiring to me because they still believe that they still believe in positivity, you know? Mm. And they've been going through so much. So for me to have had that experience, even singing for the Queen, was amazing. But I must say it's a lot of pressure on me, to have that award given to me, because, it means so much more to me now that I know more in depth what it actually means. And I definitely do stand up for children's rights, and I believe that they should be treated fairly, and yeah.
Mm. I believe, you're doing quite a bit of jet setting. You've also been to Russia very recently, just after the World Cup, to sing at the White Knights of St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
What was that like for you? I mean, the country must still have been buzzing on World
Cup fever. Yeah, I mean, I still saw a few tourists with their World Cup t-shirts, their soccer t-shirts, and it was such an amazing vibe. They're all about positivity. They're all about authenticity, which I really appreciated. They really received my music so well, because I did Angifuni there.
Yeah.
And when I came home, I saw a lot of people tagging me on Instagram saying that they love the song. So the love I've received from Russia was amazing.
Okay, so you've said that this is the year to work on the international career.
Yes.
There's a big first step already taken.
Yes, I mean, I'm so honored and so blessed to have these opportunities, because there are a lot of artists at home that have the voice, but they just don't know the right people, or they're just too scared to even take a risk, you know?
Mm.
So I'm really, really blessed to have all the opportunities that I have.
Before we talk about the song, my final sort of general question for you is about what it's like back home. Are you still living in Bishop Lavers? How has your community responded to you now that you're the famous singer who won Idols and is soaring to greater heights?
My community has been so supportive. I still live in Bishop Lavers. I don't think I'll move anytime soon, because home is home, you know. They adjusted to everything. They don't visit me anymore, because I used to get a few people coming to bring me gifts, and I really appreciated it, but sometimes they would get really annoying, because it would be those crazy fans where they shout outside. I could be sleeping, they'll still be shouting. It was really hectic at first, but now it's died down a bit, and I can honestly say that I still receive the same amount of support and love I received when I was on the show.
Fantastic. Now, the song we're going to play out for is the one you mentioned singing in Russia, Angifuni, which I think means I don't want it in Zulu. Is that right?
The actual line is Angifuni Doteyako. It means I don't want your man.
Okay. All right. Tell us a little bit more about the song.
Oh my gosh, it's such a spicy song. I co-wrote with my little sister. And that song is basically about a girl whose boyfriend is eyeing another girl. So now she thinks that the girl wants a man, but actually her man wants the girl. So yeah, it's quite a spicy song. So much sass.
Did you, is it based on someone you know? Am I allowed to ask? Is there a real life inspiration?
Yes, you are allowed to ask, but no, because people always think that if I co-wrote on a song, I can relate to it. It's not always like that. I like to write from somebody else's point of view or perspective, you know? But I always focus on it being relatable, because I would like people to relate to my music.
Well, let's see if our listeners relate to it. Paxton, it's been great having you with us in studio. Thank you so much for
Thank
making for time for us
me.
And best of luck to you.
Thank you.
The album is This Is Me, and this is the single Angifuni.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
This another missed call. Do you know he be calling me in the middle of the night? Yeah. What is it that he's looking for? Do you know that when he's holding you, his eyes are up to me? So put a leash on your mind.
My friends trying to get to me. So what you gonna say?
You gonna say I'm lying? I am the one who's trying. But girl, let me tell you something. I don't take no second hand.
So put a leash on your man, girl, and hold on to him tightly. Hold on to him tightly. 'Cause he's the one who's flirting with me. He's the one who's messaging me.
Angi funne dot da yako. Angi funne dot da yako. Angi funne.